is joining from sun to sun and from day to day. I sit down and write a brand new rhyme because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Never mind.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster. Makes us stronger, more than ever.
I'm rapping to the beat, from day to day and from sun to sun. Hopefully come up with something that moves your feet and gets the party rocking, like all the rappers say, that's what they're here to do. And hopefully I will die another day, thinking about Peter Pan all the time, going to the statue with my karma mind, seeing him with that odd three-ended flute around a place where you can fine dine. Hopefully I always come up with the right line, and maybe one day I'll picnic with my friends, Kensington Palace in sight, and maybe we'll do some camping just a few meters away to the north where I found this spot the other day, and maybe even live with Tay in one of those cottages, our house, where we make the rules, and she can get to know me better, like the custom sunglasses I got done at Cubits with a special nose instead of getting the nose fixed, because I like eccentricity, and hopefully my eyes are not picked out by crows like the beginning of Diablo. This life is so scary, living life at a different pace. Keep the pressure on and you're bound to break, so I like to go out. Maybe even can have some big do's in Kensington Pal. Who knows? I was imagining the fridge in the Dre video with the 40s. Steam coming out. Lots of celebrities hanging around. Yep, I can imagine a lot in a special boat to paddle on the long water. On security, we got, of course, we're gonna need that too. And lots of it. This imaginary thing I have going on, like Peter Pan's Neverland. Having a good time, but also in line with the master plan that everyone's supposed to get this, not just our special hand, the Trump hand, like Trump has. Across the sea in the other land, we have the best, is what he was saying. Why should it be so? Like animals braying outside the city. It's so ugly, all you can see is unhealthy gray and gritty and burnout. Maybe you get to play with a dog or a kitty, who knows? Eat pizza with sauerkraut, but mainly it's a lifeless hell. They say, oh well, but they know one thing, it's how they trim the grass, where they feel well, and there's something special about it. Wandering around Green Park, I know they got it. The length, the edging, the smell of the trees. And it's just some curated version of the wilderness. Who knows how they do it, but that something. That it has, I suppose, is transitioning into the architecture. Going from wilderness in through stages of gardening and then coming up with the art, the highest thing, the built work, ultimately the masterpiece, like Christopher Wren would have said. Landed on by geese.